to the RunnerX podcast, where we talk about all things running. As many runners know, it's 90% mental. So join Coach Valerie and Coach Caroline as we go through the mental side of running.
Welcome back to the RunnerX podcast. I'm your host, Coach Caroline, and I'm here with Coach Valerie. Okay, Valerie, I'm going to tell you the story and tell everybody the story. And if you, when I realized what I was thinking, I realized I am a true like running geek. Like, I don't think I can ever stop thinking about RunnerX. That's just, I'm going to put it out there. I'm addicted. So part of why I can say this is I was driving with my husband and we were listening to a podcast. And the podcast is kind of about, I'm not going to go into it. It's just, it's everything from technology and the stock market, as well as some politics. And this one person is a couple of guys, and he was talking about the Supreme Court and the makeup of the Supreme Court. And he said that, in his opinion, there are three conservatives, three liberals, and three moderates. And to him, it's a triangle. It's a three-sided thing that embodies balance. And my first thought when he said triangle and embodying balance, I thought, oh, that's skill, strength, and self-care. That's RunnerX. And it lays on top of post-fall pull, which is pose. And my brain immediately stopped listening to what he was talking about. I immediately started thinking about RunnerX and how we should talk about this in a podcast. So I thought I'd get a kick out of that, guys, how obsessed I am with this. But Valerie, we've drawn that triangle before. Can you talk about the balance that is basically pose and post-fall pull, and then how the skill, strength, and self-care, how that actually works as a triangle, as a balance of basically perfection, because it really balances everything out, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because, you know, you would think it'd be a circle, right? I tell people that,
right?
Because it's, and the reason it's not a circle is because to balance the skill, like, you have to balance the bottom of the triangle. And so the bottom of the triangle, or the base, is strength and self-care. And then the top of the, and this is the RunnerX triangle. And then the top of the triangle is the skill. And for us, skill is the running, because that's the skill we're teaching. So pose, fall, pull is the method we teach. So that's also a triangle. And what's interesting is when I first learned running, and learning movement is interesting anyway, but when you learn, the bottom, the base of the triangle is fall, pull, because they can happen at the same time. And at first that makes no sense.
Right.
However, first has to be pose. Like, you can only fall from the pose. However, you can pull wherever. Pulling itself is an action. So it's just really, really, when you get into running and you realize that first you have to be in this position, that's the pose, then the triangle aspect is balancing fall, pull. It's a balance. And as a coach, what's fun for the coach is first you teach every runner the same, because running is the same. And then we pull out a little bit further and we tell people to have that skill, you need to have the ability to run, you need skill, but you need strength and self-care to balance the skill. That's how they overlay. Then it becomes, for the runner anyway, just a bigger understanding. And then to realize, because so many runners come to us thinking that their issue, like people say to us all the time, the reason I'm injured is because I have tight hips, right? The reason I'm injured is because I have a tight calf, or my legs are different heights, or all these things that are reasons. And we're like, well, wait a minute. Maybe the reason is because you're not balanced, not, you know, in your movement. And it's interesting because when you take it and you start to break it down, then they're like, oh. And we say, for you to get balance, we're going to help you just work on all three elements, skill, strength, and self-care. And then we help you with that along the way. And what's great is all of a sudden you realize you were just out of balance, rather than thinking there's something wrong.
Right.
Then we just fix the line, right? Because when we put everybody on the line, guys, this is what's so cool. Everything else starts to shift as well. But it's hard to have that conversation unless there's an understanding that there is a, I guess, a triangle or a foundation, if you will.
Right. Right. And that's the other thing, guys, you know, when we talk about the triangle as that foundation, and it's really interesting because a circle, yes, it rolls or what have you, but that foundation is really simple in my opinion, because if you think about that foundation, it's like, as soon as the top starts to go to one, like your head, it makes me think of your head. If it moves to one or the other side, you become unbalanced, right? You become, yeah. Maybe you're too much self-care. Maybe you're too much strength. Like you were saying, maybe I'm falling too fast and I can't hold the line. It's, to me, it's just so emblematic of what is RunRx and what is basically the running pose, right, that we teach. And once you can understand that, if you understand the movement, you see it everywhere, I guess, is the other thing that I think is really powerful. So if you...
Well, but also, here's my challenge. So I'll just say this. So most people, when they come in, so guys, and this is like, I don't know, I'm just going to say really simply, that one of the reasons that people struggle in their run, the reason that this is my 30th year now of doing this, just specifically running coaching and movement coaching. And what I continually see is people lack, like, it's an unawareness. Like, you're not aware that you are moving this way. So therefore you have movement errors. And when I first show people that there is it's not even about there's a way to move correctly. It's about, first, we need to get you in the right position to move correctly, which is the pose. The running pose is the position you need to be in. Then people start to open their mind a little bit more, because we really got away from, even with RunRx, even myself, of the understanding for people. When I say to someone, you need to learn how to run, makes them immediately defensive, makes them immediately like, what do you mean I need to learn how to run? I've been running all my life.
Right, right, right.
And so I'm like, well, okay. Let me rephrase that. I need to help you get yourself in a better position to be able to run more efficiently. And in order to do that, we need to help you first understand that there is a way to run more efficiently. And in doing so, then they're actually opening themselves up to that there is a way of running. And this is amazing to me because, and I was telling this to Caroline, we just had a gentleman join us, and he's in his 70s. And before he joined, he was hesitant to join because he's in his 70s. So he was like, is it even worth it? Right? I mean, he was kind of in that mindset of like, well, maybe I should just accept that I'm in my 70s and that's it. And we were like, absolutely not. I mean, come on, right? And in only 2 weeks, this is really neat. In only 2 weeks, he's already more efficient, simply one, by being aware of how he's holding his body, right? I mean, it's amazing because people will say to me, well, I need more strength, or I need more this, or I need to stretch more. I hear this all the time. Yes, of course, we all do. However, let's first help you put yourself in a position to do these things. And then you'll actually feel the difference and you'll want to do more of those things. But this is what's important, guys, is when you come in and you help me and you let yourself open your mind to, wow, it's not that I have tight hips. that's just an understanding, as you know, whatever. It's not limiting my running. What's limiting my running is simply just myself and my understanding of running. That's that first step in awareness. Here he is, 72. He's only been practicing for 2 weeks and he's already seeing a difference, not because he's any fitter all of a sudden, right? It's because he's understanding now how inefficient, instead of thinking, well, I need to change everything I was doing in my running. No. Let me just help you be more aware in where you are in your triangle. Let's balance your triangle. Like you said, your head's at the top.
Yeah.
We give you the strength and self-care so you can hold your head on top of that triangle is what we're doing. And so when you start to see these things more in a logical manner, I guess is a good way to say it, then you let go of thinking of, oh, I'm too old, or I'm too tight, or I'm not a runner, or whatever your mindset is. And you open yourself up to being like, oh, I just need to balance my triangle with skill, strength, and self-care. And then all of a sudden you're on that way to get there.
And I think it's really powerful, guys, when you realize, like she said, it's about you figuring out the nuances of your running. And I'm hesitated there because we love the articles that say, oh, there's no correct way to run, but you should, right? So there's a correct way to run. And there is a way for you to run your way, okay? But in the end, it's still the correct movement. My correct movement's going to look the same post-fall pull as Valerie's correct movement post-fall pull. It just might be that I can't fall as far right now. I can't hold my line as long in that angle, right? But the post-fall pull is the same. So right. I just think that that's really what we have to remember is, yes, be yourself. Everybody run the way you run, but there is a correct way to run. Okay, so let's correct.
Well, I mean, to think about it, you know, it's like I do a lot of strength training and I do a lot of strength coaching, and we incorporate that into RunnerX. And I have people send in, like, they'll send me their push up or their squat. Why would you want to do it correctly? Well, so you don't hurt yourself. I mean, and there's no emote to it. No one ever is embarrassed to have their squat corrected. If anything, they're like, hey, coach, check it out. Am I squatting correctly? And then, right? I mean, it's that's what you want. And then all of a sudden it's like, well, just run how you feel. What do you mean? I mean, so I'm just letting you guys know that it's amazing to me when I think about when I start to help people while you come into the program and you realize, wow, I've actually missed out on really feeling as good as I could feel in my run. So this is where the opportunity comes in as a coach and for you as a runner, no matter where you are, how old, anything of that, that you can actually go, oh, wow, it feels so much more, it feels lighter, it feels free. It feels all those words that we want to feel in our running simply by just being aware of that efficiency of the run.
So guys, I'm really hoping that you enjoyed this podcast. I'm hoping you giggled at my geeky way that I think of things when I'm listening, like out of the clear blue sky, listening to a podcast about the Supreme Court, and I converted into something about RunnerX. I think that's pretty powerful. That shows how much it's part of me. But if it's part of you too, if running is part of you too, we would love to hear from you. We would love to hear if you'd like to join our membership, if you'd like to be part of our community, we'd love to have you. And if you have any questions, like this gentleman did, he reached out and said, hey, I don't know if I'm right for this. And we talked him through it and he's now with us, which is really great. So if you think you have a question or you want to know if it's something that you believe Valerie can help you with, that I can help you with on the mindset, and Valerie can help you with on the movement, we would love to have you. Just go to support@runnerx.fit. That's support@runnerx.fit and shoot us an email. But you can find out more about how to work with us at runnerx.fit. And if you go to that page and hit work with RunnerX, you'll go to a link and find all the different ways that you can work with us, from a free plan to get you started all the way through the membership. Or if you just want a gait analysis, you can go ahead and do that too. We'll go ahead and just give you gait analysis and let you know what's missing in your run. That's not a problem. So we hope to see you guys and we hope to hear from you. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on the RunnerX podcast. If you'd like to know more, join us at www.runnerx.fit. And if you have additional questions that you'd like answered on the podcast, email us at support@runnerx.fit.